This is Jody signing in from the beautiful Clovis, California. Today is June 21st, 2019. Today's topic of choice is team-based learning, a prescription for education. In this podcast, I briefly share with you what team-based learning, or TBL, is, why it's my prescription for education, some tips, and my most memorable experience using TBL in my classroom. Ready? Let's go. So I was first introduced to TBL upon taking a faculty position at a college of pharmacy, and I drank the TBL Kool-Aid hard. I learned the ins and outs of TBL. Now, TBL is not to be confused with people working in groups or teams. Rather, it is a prescriptive process with three distinct phases, known as pre-class, the readiness assurance process, and the application exercise phase. In the pre-class phase, students prepare for class in a variety of ways, such as reading a chapter, a handout, watching a video, accompanied by learning outcomes. Students come to class and start the second phase called the readiness assurance process, or the RAP. In this phase, students individually and subsequently as a team take the same short quiz known as the readiness assessment test, or the RAT. The level of these questions are in lower blooms with the intention to ensure that students have read the material, are prepared, and have the basic knowledge and understanding of major concepts and vocabulary necessary to solve problems in the application exercise phase. After the RATs, the facilitator can briefly clarify missed concepts that are necessary for the application exercises. Upon completion, we'll move straight into the application exercise phase. We follow four specific rules known as the four S's. They are same problem, significant problem, specific choice, and simultaneous reporting. Having those four elements, we can make successful application exercises. In TBL, we go well beyond rote memory. Rather, students are able to get to higher orders of learning because they are constantly engaged in critical thinking and problem solving. Now that you are ready to implement TBL in your classroom, here's a few tips. First, consider using the backwards design to align your standards, outcomes, classroom activities, even test questions. Start off with just one lesson, not your entire course. That can be scary. Third, you already have great material to start working with. Don't ditch your lectures, PowerPoints, and homework assignments. These can be used as pre-class material. Homework assignments may even be developed further into application exercises. Fourth, remember, each set of students has their own personality. What might work well for one does not for the other. Don't be discouraged. Fifth, seek out a TBL mentor, like one of the certified TBL trainer consultants. Lastly, I'd like to take a few moments to share with you my most memorable TBL experience. The first one that comes to mind is one that involved evaluating a sociocultural ethical scenario. Students were in such a debate between all teams as to what is the best answer. This moment was so memorable because I, as the facilitator, did not really facilitate. Rather, the students took charge of their own classroom and ended up facilitating the discussion themselves. Second, I was able to create a safe space for so many students to share their personal experience as a rationale to support their team's choice. And last, students were able to construct the main takeaways for the lesson, which also included ones that were well beyond what I initially intended for this application exercise. With that, my last few thoughts is that TBL can be applied in a variety of settings. Realistically, it is not without some challenges, but it has been a rewarding journey. Now get out there and try a little bit of TBL today.